Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad that you decided to spend this amazing day with me and to start it off here on a Monday morning together. I'm excited today because there's so many opportunities that God has for us, right? And I don't know about you, but I really appreciate it. I got to actually sleep, I don't know, one day till like 8:30. I was like so excited over the weekend and got to spend several days with my family. So I just love that as well. And one of the things that kept coming to my mind was about rainbows and how the beautiful colors and flowers of spring are starting to pop up and out and here in Texas. And I had the opportunity this last week to drive over to Houston and speak and do a live event and workshop over there, and I'll be heading back again. So it seems like I've been to Houston, I don't know, two or three times in the last couple of weeks. And one of the things that I love about that long drive on 10 is that all the wildflowers are coming into bloom. And I was looking at the different colors, and I saw yellows and whites and pale pinks and corals and reds, and we saw the bluebells and the bluebonnets and just all kinds of really pretty colors, and it looked like almost like black-eyed Susans and looked like gloriosos, and there was almost every color of the rainbow, and at one stretch it looked like it was a rainbow. It was so beautiful. And then it took me in my memory back to being in Hawaii and seeing some of the most vibrant rainbows I had ever seen. And I can remember as a little girl, as I would see rainbows as we lived in Michigan, I would always want to be able to see, was it a full rainbow? And a couple of times I saw a double rainbow. And I always wanted to see where it touched the ground. And this last November, my husband took me to Hawaii, to Maui, to on our 25th wedding anniversary, and we saw literally the most beautiful rainbow I'd ever seen. And one of the experiences we did is we went up into a helicopter, and when we were in the helicopter, we saw rainbow after rainbow. It was just breathtaking. And then all of a sudden, we looked like we were going to fly right into a rainbow, and I thought, oh, that's cool. We're going to go right through a rainbow. But when we were inside the rainbow, the most extraordinary thing happened, and my husband and I looked at each other because we thought we were almost seeing things, but we were actually inside of the rainbow, and we could see the different prismatic colors, and I don't even know how that could work like that, but it was a beautiful little miracle God gave us when we were there. And I love the thoughts of rainbows. However, many times when there's a rainbow, it means there's been some rain or there's been a storm. So today I want to talk to you about your rainbow coming and that your storm's about to end. And I want you to keep looking up. I want you to keep looking out. I want you to be really encouraged today because I know so many of you, we just came through Resurrection Weekend, and there's so many people that saw family or wished they had seen family and had pleasant memories, but then also there was some with heartache. And as I've talked and prayed and been with so many people over the last couple of months, that is the one thing that I keep hearing. I keep hearing that there's lots of storms, that we're in a lot of stormy weather right now. But there's such tremendous hope. There is so much joy that I just know that God's doing a mighty work. And I know that any time I've been in a storm, that I've come out more faith-filled, and it's been a tremendous experience that I've really, really grown. So I want to encourage you today. Before we go and do our study, I want to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for this amazing week, an incredible and awesome day. Lord, we're just so excited to have one more day to serve you and to grow your kingdom. Lord, help us never to take even one breath for granted. Lord, I pray that you would speak through my mouth of clay, that you would help me to decrease and you to increase, that you would just speak through me, that you would give me supernatural recall of your word. And Lord, that you would help us to not be the same as when we came to the call today, that we would be so encouraged and so full of hope and know that you love us so much. Lord, give us direction as we contemplate and we think and we reflect and we meditate on your word this morning, that it will touch our lives deeply. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, First off, today I want to talk to you about the stormy part. You know, one of the things that we see as we look in Scripture, that rain actually meant a blessing. And if you live in South Texas or you're living in California right now, and we're all on water restrictions. I can't even remember how many years that we've been on water restrictions here in San Antonio. And I know the state of California just went on mandatory water restrictions as well. That rain is a beautiful thing. Now, if you're from Michigan, where I was from before, we used to talk about a sunny day. It was newsworthy, and everybody would talk if the sun would come out because we had so much rain. But I have to tell you that God wants to let you know that he rains on the just and the unjust, that he blesses those that are good and those that are bad. So don't think that if you're in a rainy season right now that there isn't a blessing there for you, or that it's because you did something wrong, or this is punishment, or this isn't what God would have for you. Rain can be a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And thinking of that, my mind wandered to thinking about storms. And you know, it tells us in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Don't fear or be in dread, for the Lord your God who goes with you will not leave you or forsake you. And I thought about that story in the Bible where Jesus had been ministering, and he had 15,000, more than 15,000 people that he had to say, okay, you guys got to go home. I need a break. Y'all need to go home. I've been talking forever. I need a break. And he sent his disciples on ahead of him, and he said, I want you to go across to the other side. And he was saying goodbye to the rest of the people, and they said, well, Lord, how are you going to get you to the other side? He said, oh, don't worry about it. I'll meet you on the other side. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of these people and get them home safely, and don't worry. So they headed across the water, and Jesus, he sent those people home, and guess what happened? As they started to go across, a big storm, and I'm not just talking like starting to just have a little bit of rain. I'm talking it was a horrific, scary, life-threatening storm to the point where they thought that they were going to die. And they were really, really afraid. Then all of a sudden, as they're freaking out and trying to figure out what to do, isn't that like what we do, too? We get into a storm, and all of a sudden we start freaking out, and we start, what am I going to do? What can I do? What can I do? Instead of just trusting, Jesus wouldn't have told them to go to the other side if he wasn't going to take him and meet them there, right? He wouldn't have lied and said, hey, I'll meet you on the other side and not plan on going. What did they say? They saw him, right? And they saw him coming, and they freaked out. They thought it was a ghost. So now not only did they not trust, but they were, like, freaking out, and they were, like, thinking it's a ghost, and that they're going to die, and they're even more scared. They let their fear grip them. We're in a storm. It's important that we don't let our fear grip us. But what did Peter do? I love Peter because he's just like, you know what? I'm going to engage my mouth and my action, and I'm going to engage my brain a whole lot later, right? And so what did he do? He said, you know what? I'm coming to you, Lord. He says, so what he did is he jumped out of the boat, and that's what we need to do, right? Instead of just deciding we're going to try to handle it on our own or just stay freaked out or that kind of thing, what we need to do is we need to trust, right? We need to move towards Jesus. We need to call out to him, right? We need to trust his promises. What did Jesus do? He said, yeah, Peter, it's me. I'm going to save you. He didn't say, Peter, are you crazy? What are you doing jumping out of the boat? It's a storm. I'm coming to you. Just chill out and relax. No, he said, it's me. I'll save you. That's what the Lord wants you to know. If you call out to him, he's going to say, you know what, even if you jump out of the boat in faith and you start coming towards me, I got your back, I got you, just keep your eyes on me. He tells us not to fear. Isaiah 41:13 says, don't fear because I'm going to help you. you know, a lot of times I do think we need to be a lot more like Peter. We need to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to join you out on that water, on the storm and the waves, through the trials with you. I'm coming. And guess what? I know that Jesus is going to show up. He didn't think about dying. He knew he was going to probably be dying if he was staying in the boat. He said, I'm getting out. I'm going to keep serving you. I'm going to walk with you, Jesus, and I'm going to come right to you. And you know what? I might be in a huge storm. It might look really dark. There might be terrible drudgery in my life. I might be exhausted because I've been working with you all day long. It doesn't matter. He just cried out and he said, Lord, save me. And he looked at Jesus for his response. And Jesus, what did he do? He said, I'm here. He said, I'm going to reach out to you. He caught him. He said, be bold. Don't fear. Keep your eyes on me. And what happened? He was saved, right? Now, when he took his eyes off Jesus, what happened? He started to sink, right? Jesus wants us to stay strong. He wants us to stay in faith. Because when he started to sink, what did he say in Matthew 14? He says, you know, you have little faith. Why do you doubt? He said it right to him, because isn't that what we do? We get in a storm of doubt. We can trust Jesus. We can trust God with what he says. Because, you know, he loves us. He's compassionate. He knows us. Jesus wants you to be walking with him. He wants you to walk and not be fearful, right? You know, Psalm 107, verse 29 tells us, he made the storm be still and the waves of the sea were hushed. That's what he does for us. He wants to calm those seas. He wants your storm to be still. Now, is this always the case? No, it's not. Sometimes he wants us to go through the storm, but he promises that he'll be with us in the storm, doesn't he? Psalm 34:17 through 20 says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and he delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them. He keeps all his bones and not one of them is broken. God doesn't want you to be broken. But sometimes we've made choices that have put us in the middle of the storm. Sometimes there is that time of brokenness. He wants to protect us, though. He wants us to go to the other side. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who take refuge in him. Isn't it comforting to know that if we put our trust in the Lord, he knows, and he's going to be there for us. He tells us in 2 Corinthians 12:9, for he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. He doesn't want us running to and fro, panicked, does he? No, not at all. In Matthew 8, 23 through 27, now this was before the Peter incident, okay? It says, when he got in the boat, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. You can't be asleep if you're not at peace, right? Okay, but Jesus was asleep, and they went and they woke up and they said, save us, Lord, we're perishing, save us. And what did he say to them? Why are you afraid? Oh, you have little faith. It always goes back to that doubt and not having faith, doesn't it? And then he arose, he rebuked the winds and the sea, and then there was a great calm. And the men marveled at him and said, what sort of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him? He wants to calm the season and the craziness of your life, that storm. Isaiah 43 tells us, fear not, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by my name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers. They won't overwhelm you. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, like the storm is going to take and wash you away, hold fast to this promise, because we know the word of God is true. He can't lie, right? For I'm the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, people in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I'm with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west, and I will gather you. You know, there's several references in the Bible about rainbows, and they can come after the storm. Well, how are they formed? They're formed when the light, when the sun is shining through the rain, when it's shining through the storm. Romans 8:18 tells us, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that's revealed to us. Jeremiah 29:11 encourages us and tells us that, for I know the plans for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and to give you hope. John 16:33 tells us, I've said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. So don't be surprised there's going to be storms, right? But take heart, I have overcome the world. Isaiah 43:2 tells us that when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they'll not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Genesis 8:1-19:29 talks a lot about the story of Noah, but here this verse reminds me, it says, but God remembered Noah and all the beasts and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. Sometimes it feels a little windy. Maybe your boat might even be rocking because you feel like it, you know, you've got so much wind and opposition coming against you. But I want you to know it might be God that's doing that, blowing over, creating the storm to cease and things to dry up. It goes on to tell us that the fountains of the deep and the windows of heavens were closed, and the rain from the heaven was restrained, and the waters receded from the earth continually. Now, in the word waters there, actually, it can have a double meaning of affliction. And at the end of 150 days, the waters had abated, and in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest on the mountains. And the waters continued to abate until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. These are kingdoms. These are showing that you have authority, that you have ruled, that you've got control over this area and these areas in your life. You know, to me, I love that God gave a sign to us of his covenant and a symbol of his mercy that he made with Noah, not to destroy the world by water again. God goes on to talk about rainbows in several places. It's mentioned in Ezekiel and then also inside of Revelation. And I love what it says in Revelation, because it talks about that mighty angel, and it says that he was shining like rainbow around him, and that he was powerful, and that he was bringing judgment. Now, it also talks about the glory of God, and how it was like a rainbow around him in heaven. And all of the beautiful colors were shining through. Now, the most common colors that we can see by the naked eye are the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And so for those of you that probably sometime in elementary school you remembered the colors of the rainbow by Roy G. Biv, right? But I want to talk to you just real quickly here about the meaning of those colors. Because God wants you to have even more promise and more encouragement. You know, the rainbow colors of red or purple, which is a mix of the red and blue, or maybe even the scarlet and the crimson, were used extensively in the tabernacle. And I don't think that was by accident. It was used in the tabernacle that was in the wilderness. And it was later a part of the temple that was constructed. And it was part of the garments for the high priest. I believe that these colors were types or shadows of atonement. God wants you to know you've been forgiven of your sin. And the color purple and scarlet can mean or represent that there used to be sinfulness, but it's gone. Purple actually is a symbol of royalty, and when it's by itself, it reminds me that we're a part of his royal priesthood, that we are a part of the royal family of God. And the scarlet can represent prosperity. Now, the color blue, referred to directly or when scripture says something is like the appearance of sapphire or sapphire stone, is a symbol of deity or royalty. Blue was also the color God commanded some threads of the fringes of the Israelite garments to be colored in order to remind them of the commandments and living a godly way of life. There's also the color of white found in the rainbow. And that can mean holiness, righteousness, and dedication to serving the one true God. It also tells us that we're going to wear white robes when we go to heaven. We know that we'll walk on the streets of gold. That green is also a sign of prosperity and growth and life. I want you to embrace your rainbow. Embrace the covenant that God has for you. Be encouraged. Let the sun shine through, the S-O-N, God, Jesus. Let that light shine through your storm. Don't doubt. Walk in faith and know to keep looking up, because that's where you're going to see the most beautiful, vibrant rainbow if you're in the middle of a storm. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love you, that you love us so much. It's just so mind-boggling to me. Lord, you know that there are people that are listening that are broken, and you promised to apply the balm of Gilead, and that you will be the ballast for those that are bewildered and the bread for those that are hungry. And Lord, I pray that you will continue to draw us closer to you. We know that your banner over us is love. And Lord, that you love us so much, that you don't want any of us to suffer, Lord, but you did tell us that we would experience torrents, floods, flames, fires, Lord, that we would have times of tribulation. We want to thank you that you will keep us from the ultimate harm, that you go with us and you never leave us or forsake us, that you want us to go to the other side, and all we have to do is stand in faith, don't doubt, reach out and cry out to you and trust. Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you will just comfort those who feel like the storms of life are raging around them and that doubt is trying to overtake them. We rebuke doubt in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you will just strengthen them. We command fear to leave and faith to rise. Lord, help them not to see failure, but to see those mountains as authority and of kingdoms that they can conquer with you and your strength, because you tell us that we can do all things through you that strengthen us. Lord, strengthen them. Help them to feel your strength in a new way. Lord, help us not to be disappointed, discouraged, or have expectations where we should not have them. Lord, show us your faithfulness. Help us to keep our eyes upon you. Lord, I thank you that you take us by the hand, that you walk with us, that you lead us, that you direct us, that you, if we reach out to you, you're always there for us. Lord, we just thank you that even in the storms of life, you're there with us, that you love us and that you'll never leave us. You'll never, ever forsake us. Lord, we love you so much for that. And we just praise you that you can give us peace. If we are still and we know you, that you will give us that peace. Lord, I'm brought to remembrance in my mind the hymn that it is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you've taught us to say, it is well, it is well with my soul because we have youth. You are our hope. You are our future. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless those that are in turmoil and not understanding with family. Lord, we break the curse of addiction in Jesus' name. We ask that abundance flow to each and every business and each and every person here that is represented or being prayed for or thought about this morning. Lord, I pray that you will give Jean a safe flight home tonight, that you will also give her direction for her plan for reconciliation, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will heal Betty's body. And Lord, you know her unspoken requests, as I'm sure there are so many here. We command healing to come forth in Jesus' name. Receive healing now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you will just work out all the details of these unspoken requests. And Lord, I thank you that Bonnie's so organized, Lord. I love this, that you tell us that you are a God of order. But, Lord, she's having a hard time trying to figure out where she put things. So I ask for supernatural recall of your word, of where she put things. Help her to just reach out to you, Lord. And I ask that you help her to be quiet enough to listen so that she can find those things that she's organized and put into order. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We just ask that today be a mighty and magnificent day. We ask all of this in Jesus' name, and we praise you and give you the glory for everything that's done. We love you and thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Make it a great week, everybody, and I can't wait to hear about your rainbows, so make sure you post them on The Christian Direct Seller. Any praise reports this week, I'd love to be able to pray with you or praise with you. So post them there at The Christian Direct Seller, and I'll see you next week. Take care, everybody.